Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and really pleased to have with me once again Corwin Coe. He's the CEO of Sitka Gold Corp. Thanks for joining me again, Corwin.
Thanks, Jay, for the invite.
It's really good to have you with us. I should tell our listeners that your stock trades in Canada under the symbol SIG, I believe it is. And in the U.S., you can buy it under SITKF, which is what I've done. I believe, Corwin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think 48.4 million shares, more or less, after you've just done a financing. Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
and,
right.
And earlier today, I noticed your stock was up a little bit, in spite of the fact that it's been a pretty rough day for gold shares in general. But it's trading at a mere 18 cents and giving it a market cap then of around 8.7 million in Canadian money. I think, given what I know, or I think I know about your properties, your three properties, Corwin, is that that's kind of a ridiculously low market cap, which is good news for those that don't own the stock yet, I think. At least that's the way I feel. So I really would like to get into what you're planning to do. Now, I know that you have your three projects. I believe the next one that you're looking forward to start working on in earnest is in it's the Alpha Gold property along the Carlin Trend in Nevada. And as I understand it, you're mobilizing some drills up there now, are you?
Well, we will be in the next few days. We're just kind of crossing the T's and dotting the I's here. We're posting our bond, and the driller is just finishing another job off. So it's going to be a few more days, but definitely on the horizon very quickly here.
Well, it's in the Carlin Trend, and the Carlin Trend is known as Elephant Country. Major gold deposits there, some of the biggest ones in the world, I guess, along that major trend. And I think in our past discussions, you sort of described the Alpha Gold property as one that might, well, maybe the odds of hitting aren't as high as, say, your Burrow property in Arizona. But if you hit, you could hit something very significant there. Just tell our listeners a little bit about the target and why you're excited about it.
Okay, Jay. Yeah, the target. We're right in the heart of the Carlin District, and the structural controls that have been interpreted there show that we conceivably could have a buried Carlin type gold deposit target underneath Alpha Gold. There, the rocks are the favorable carbonate rocks that host these, and they're projected to intersect the Cortez Trend, where there's already over 50 million ounces of gold that's been discovered. Where they intersect there is a good preparation for this type of a deposit. So this recent interpretation has really excited us, and this will be the first drill test of that. We're expecting to be drilling between 1,000 and 2,000 feet to go through that that zone within the upper portion of the limestone unit. And, we're kind of ready to do this, and finally we got finance to do it. We've raised over $2.5 million in the last 8 months, and this now is going to be our focus for the next couple of months.
So I guess then you'll start drilling, and how long do you think it might be before you have some drill results?
Well,
if everything goes well,
probably around 6 weeks to 8 weeks, depending on the speed of the drilling. But right now, we're finding the turnaround time in the lab to be fairly quick. So I would say probably middle to the end of July.
Middle to the end of July. And what will you be looking for? I guess you'll be looking for those carbonate rocks. What will you be looking for? So investors that are wanting to keep a track of this story when they read your press releases when they come out, what should they be looking for?
Well, I think the main thing is that the stratigraphy is what we're expecting there, and that the geological model holds up. Mm-hmm. So the description of the geology prior to the actual assays will potentially tell a bit of the story on whether we're in the right area or not.
Right. And then, of course, what everybody understands is when they see that yellow metal and they see a number attached to it, such as grams per ton, right? I mean, there are not too many rocket scientists around, but all of us guys can kind of understand when, oh, yeah, we like that. 30 grams per ton, did you say, Corwin? You know, well, we're not.
Nice. The thing with these deposits is they're massive. They're like, they can be tens of millions of ounces of gold. And so if you intersect that horizon and indeed get gold in that structure at that intersection, you're going to get a lot of excitement.
Right. And these are these are bulk tonnage type projects too, a lot, aren't they? I mean, there may be some high grade intersections, but a lot of it is bulk tonnage.
Oh, absolutely. Sure, you can get some high grade intersections, but generally you're looking for a large, lower grade deposit that can host, a million to 50 million ounces of gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be the dream. And of course, for a company with a market cap of 8.7 million, needless to say, the people that own the stock now, if this were to happen, would do very, very well. And I know that you've sort of really hedged your bets, Cor, because, this is like I don't know if I want to say a long shot, but it's certainly, if you hit it, it could be big, as you suggest, if it's mineralized and all. The structures you're pretty confident of, I guess. You'll know when you put the drill through it. Let's face it, $10 million ounce deposits don't come along all that often, let alone the really big ones. It would be wrong to say this is anything like a done deal. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see, right? Your bets.
This is a really high risk but very fertile, prolific target that a geologist, a broker in Toronto coined it our moonshot, and that's basically what it is. It's a game changer if you hit one of these gold deposits at depth, and it's ready to drill. We're excited about going forward with this.
Mm-hmm. But the point is that your market cap is very low, and you have two other properties. One, the Burrell Creek property that we've talked about when you were on before, is a lower risk property. But I mean, you don't have dreams of many tens of millions of ounces there either, right? But do you want to talk about that one next, or would you like to talk about what you're going to do in the Yukon? You've got another exciting property, the RC Gold Project in the Yukon. Do you want to talk about what your plans are there? Because I think you're planning to drill up there too this year, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but I'd like to back up a bit there, Jay, that we just finished our first phase drill program at Burrell Creek in Arizona in April, and we drilled the first 10 holes testing this mineralized zone going to the south that's been identified through a gold anomaly on surface. And we've confirmed that this actually is an extension of the Burrell Creek vein and the historical resource there that has 5 million ounces of silver and about 120,000 ounces of gold was drilled where this vein outcropped on surface. So just being able to take 10 drill holes and end up identifying that this indeed it traces the Burrell vein to the south, we can connect the dots and say our second phase now is going to be just systematically drilling that that vein system out and hopefully extending that gold and silver mineralization. We got a lot of information from our first drilling there, and one of them is where we are in the epithermal system and where the gold silver zonation is. So the second phase, which we will be doing as soon as we get our BLM permits, probably in the late September, October area, is tracking that vein, but tracking it and drilling it where we believe we know the actual horizon of the gold silver zonation within the system is. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about what we've discovered there to date. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we're going to move up to the Yukon, and like you say, the RC Gold property is another standalone high quality project that is in the right jurisdiction. It's in the Tombstone Gold Belt, which is part of the Tintina Gold Belt, but it's flanked on both sides there by two gold mines. One is getting permitted to go back in production. That's the Burry Creek mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the Victoria Gold mine that's already in production.
Sure.
So that belt is very prospective, and our target there is intrusion-related gold deposit targets. There's several of them. What I would like to say is that since January, we've amassed 10 times the size of our property up there. It's now over 328 square kilometers.
Oh.
So it's a really exciting project as well.
And you're able to get up there, I guess, with COVID-19, you'll be able to get in there and drill?
That's the plan. We're just refining our drill program right now, but the Yukon government has just announced that they're lifting some of the restrictions, and one of them was that if you came from out of the territory, you were quarantined for 2 weeks, and that'll be gone on July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it way easier for us to move up there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can't imagine it. Someone like you have to go up there and sit in a hotel room for 2 weeks. Just with a couple of minutes left, I'd like to go back to the Burrow Creek just to get an idea in terms of the strike length of. So as I understand it, what you've done with your 10 drill holes is you've extended that vein to the south. But can you give us an idea how far south and what sort of dimensions you might be looking at, or is it too early to really say yet?
Well, we drilled right to the end of our private property there, which was about 250 meters of strike length that hadn't ever been drilled before. And then we go on to BLM mining claims, which requires, of course, a permit. And we're in the process of getting that permitted right now. Two things happened. One is we had to do an archaeological study over that area. Mm-hmm. And we had to do a biological study. Those field studies are done, and those reports are being prepared to be submitted to the BLM as the final step in getting our drill permit.
And what do you know about the structure on the BLM properties? I mean, what sort of dimensions might it extend to? If you can talk about that, I don't know if you can.
Well, you know, we can, because if you go to the end, to the southern end of the property, the vein outcrops again, and it's about the same width as what was drilled in the historical resource.
Uh-huh.
And so this vein, it does have areas where it flexes like that. And, there could be a lot of tonnage and similar grade, but what we're looking for is also the higher grade underground component that could be in the 1 ounce gold and 20 ounce silver range, which quite a few of the old historical resource drill holes had in them.
Oh, interesting. So the potential for an underground deposit maybe somewhere down the road. Well, this is exciting. You got three things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the focus there, going to the south for sure.
I mean, and again, to remind my listeners, a market cap of Canadian, $8.7 million, that would be something like $6 million, I suppose, U.S. market cap, with three projects that are all three very exciting projects, some with higher potential success, but, you know, who knows, that moonshot, you never know. You know, as they say, when they tell you to buy the lottery tickets, you got to be in it to win it, but you know, here you've got three kicks at the can, lower, you know, high probability success at Burrow Creek, I would say in my own mind. And then I guess the work up there in the Yukon, you haven't done a whole lot of work up there yet, but it's very prospective from what I can understand.
Oh, absolutely. We've got some refined targets based on structural interpretation and gold anomalies on the surface. So one of our targets is the gold anomaly on the surface is about 2 kilometers long and 500 meters wide.
Whoa.
And that has had some geophysics done on it that overlays the geochem, and then the structural mapping has refined our drill targets there. So that could be a very impressive first few drill holes into a brand new identified potential target.
really exciting. You've raised some money now. You're okay. Will you need to raise some more this year yet, Corwin, or will this?
Well, it depends. We've got a lot of warrants that are in the money, and that could suffice us for the year if that is the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly,
if we hit, whether it's at Alpha or maybe both Alpha and up in the Yukon, that could accelerate the need for more money, because we want to quickly start figuring out what we're looking at there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really glad you could come on with us today, Corwin, and refresh my memory and update me on what's going on, because I own your stock. I'm very excited about it with the low market cap and all these great prospects to look at. So I wish you all the best, and I hope we can keep up with you in the future as well, Corwin. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Jay, and appreciate your interest in Sitka.